Houston Texans scratch-off tickets are now available at all participating lottery retailers. Play for a chance to win $100,000 and enter non-winning tickets for your chance to win Texans VIP seats, away game trips, Texans season tickets, and more.
Wild Arian takes the snap, running to his left, trying to cut it back now. Back to the left, across the 50, 45, 40, left sideline, the 30. Trying to cut it inside, 25, 20, and Arian is finally out of bounds. Wow!
Welcome back to the show. Well, as we promised, a lot more in-depth discussion on first-round pick Kevin Johnson. Rick Smith seemed to have had him tabbed all along, and it looks like the Texans got the guy they wanted.
Yeah, he said he was his favorite corner, and Kevin Johnson can play outside. He can play in the slot. You know, you still have Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph on this team, so the secondary got a whole lot stronger with Kevin Johnson.
And when Kevin Johnson came to Houston, I had a chance to catch up with him. Okay, Kevin, I know it's been a whirlwind 48 hours for you, but let's start in the green room. What, hearing your name called and when you heard the Houston Texans were the ones that selected you?
I was overwhelmed with joy. It was a great feeling that, you know, all the hard work that I've done, you know, my whole life, and, it was finally here, and, having my family there to support me, it meant a lot.
And when you heard Houston Texans, how much did you know about the team, the city, some of the players? What kind of came to your mind when you heard Texans?
I'm a football fan, so I was pretty familiar with the team. But being a part of the organization is great. And I've never been to Houston, but, you know, seeing it today is awesome.
Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, possibly one of the best tandems back there in the secondary. For you to come learn from them, be a part of it, obviously there's chances to be on the field with all three of you guys. How much is that kind of enticing for you, and are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Learning from, you know, guys like that is going to be, you know, invaluable. And so, you know, I'm excited, you know, to go out there and, you know, earn the respect from the, you know, the coaches and the veterans and, you know, learning from those guys. I'm just trying to come out here and contribute.
You know, you had an opportunity to come out last year, your junior season. Your head coach, Dave Clawson, said that was his number one recruiting job, was to get you to stay. And he told you that back then you could have probably been a fourth to sixth rounder if you bought in. Possibly that senior season could make you first or second rounder. It did just that. How much, looking back, are you obviously glad you did that? And what did you learn? And how does that make you a better player moving forward?
I'm glad I went back to school. Number one, I graduated, and going to Wake Forest, you know, getting that education was important to me. So going back to school and, you know, graduating and, you know, being able to, you know, play under Coach Clawson, it was a good experience.
You graduated with a degree in communications, so are you maybe looking at doing this side of the camp, maybe this job a little bit later on if this football thing doesn't work out?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I'm new to this, and, you know, talking in front of the cameras is hard, so, you know, I'll have a lot of practice I would need to do.
Well, you're doing a great job, and really that's something that I think a lot of players and a lot of people just don't realize. You know, you're here, you're playing football for all these years. There's so much more that's gone into this process with interviewing with teams, interviewing with all the media that you've done today. A surprise to you? Were you kind of prepared for that?
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. It was a surprise.
Well, Mark, really a nice kid. Look forward to seeing what he can do and working with him in the upcoming future. But then we go to rounds two and three on day two, and the Texans made a lot of moves. It was a flurry of activity.
Yeah, they moved up in the second round to take Benardrick McKinney, the linebacker from Mississippi State, who's a thumper, great between the tackles, tackler. It's going to be interesting to see how they use him. And, of course, Jalen Strong, they moved up again in the third round to get a higher selection. Jalen Strong, a lot of people pegged him as a first-round receiver, but here he is in the third round, and the Texans got him. Now, he's built kind of like you-know-who. I don't want to be sacrilegious here. Big, physical, strong receiver. He'll complement DeAndre Hopkins well.
And how does that, do you think, affect guys like Cecil Shorts, the guys they brought in to kind of work in that position?
Competition makes everybody stronger. You know, all boats rise with the tide. That position group, they were pretty thin, obviously, after Andre Johnson got released. Now, all of a sudden, they look kind of deep and really competitive. A lot of possibilities. I think it's an exciting group.
And we've taken our time out here on the show, but Mark, I know, had a chance to talk to Bill O'Brien about those very things, and we'll see what they had to say after this. Stay with us.